Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, just to reach the world for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're reaching the world for Christ. So if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in today on 310-742-1759. We're talking about tried in the fire. You know, if we're tried in the fire, we'll come through the fire, and God will see us through it. So if you'll call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the radio with us, reaching the world for Christ. So go ahead and call on in now on 310-742-1759. So we'll put you right on the line here with us. So it's just good to be able to come back into your homes, wherever that you're at, whatever you're doing. We appreciate each and every one that calls in and be a part of this service. So go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. So we'll put you right on the line with us. So 770, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you on here, Brother John. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, and we'll just have a worship time here with the Lord, tried in the fire. You know, that's the main important thing in our salvation. If it's tried through the fire, well, then we make it, and we'll make heaven our home. So just go ahead and obey the Lord, Brother John.
Amen. Well, I know that we had talked in the Apostle Paul out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I've got some other scriptures tonight, but Apostle Paul out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting with verse 6, he said, Paul was speaking, and they began to have problems there in the church of Corinth because they started following individual ministers rather than following Christ. And just as you said, Brother Yearwood, it says in verse 6, he says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither Amen. Is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that give the increase. And so as he says, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Paul, the Apostle Paul, had his ministry, and he was a planter, and he planted a seed. And this was of his works, even though God had made provision, amen. And in the natural realm, we plant seeds, and we plant different things, and amen. And then in the natural realm, then someone comes behind it and waters. Paul's job, Paul's works, amen, was to plant the seed, to plant the word of God, to plant churches, to plant things. And Apollos came behind him and watered. Many times, amen, we get initial word from the Lord, and amen, a foundation where it's laid and it's put in the heart of the earth and it's put into our lives, and then someone like Apollos comes by and begins to water, amen. It's very important. These both were very important, amen, as one was planted and one was watered. But as the Apostle Paul said, it wasn't he that planted that was anything or Apollos that watered anything, but it was God who gave the increase. And tonight, church, amen, we can do many works and we can have different ministries, but tonight it's God who gives the increase, amen, as we come forth. And amen, he says, now he that, that, and that each one of us will receive amen, according to our own works, amen, our own reward, according to our own labors. Verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye
amen.
Are God's building. So as the Apostle Paul began to say, he began to declare that he that watered, he that planted, and God who gave the increase was working together in the husbandry, working together in what God had tilled into their lives, amen, working together in the vineyard of the Lord. And he began to say that this was God's building, as the different one individuals are the building of God. It says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And so the Bible says, he said in verse 10, he said, according to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Tonight we need to know that the Apostle Paul was a wise master builder. And as a wise master builder, he only laid one foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. And he said in another, build thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Being God's building, we need to know what is being built on and how we are building on, amen. Everything in his life, everything that was within him, it had a foundation, and that foundation was Jesus Christ. It was the chief cornerstone. Tonight, we need to have a foundation in our life. Amen. Talks about in Matthew chapter 7, talks about one man built upon, amen, upon a rock, and one man built, amen, without a foundation, amen. And when the winds came in and began to beat vehemently, amen, they had no, this one had no foundation. The Bible says that though that was built upon a rock, and even though the winds and the rains came in, amen, That house stood. And tonight, amen, we need to have our lives and everything within our life, every work that we do, everything, whether you're a water, whether you're a planter, whether you, whatever your ministry is, whatever you do, amen, hallelujah, in life, you need to be as a wise master builder and lay that foundation, amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 28:16, he said, I laid in Zion a tried stone, a true stone, amen. There's the one. Here's the one that's been in the fire. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the one that's been tried, and we have that example, amen.
Amen.
As he went before us, and as the Lord God, amen, by the prophet Isaiah, was put in that place, amen, even in the wilderness. He said, but take heed how you build thereon, for other foundations can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In other words, he's instructing, amen. There's no other foundation tonight that we need to lay but the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Everything in the beginning of our life, everything that needs to begin, every work that we do, everything that we build, everything that is made, amen, in our lives, it needs to have Jesus Christ as a foundation, because this is the tried stone. This is the truth. He said, now if any man, verse 12, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. In other words, our work shall appear to all, amen. The Bible says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You need to know tonight that whether your works are good or bad tonight, every one of your works will be made manifest unto all.
Amen.
The Bible says, he talked about building upon a foundation, adding to the foundation these other things that many people here in the earth talk about, different things, the gold, the silver, the precious stone, wood, hay, stubble. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Every work of man shall be declared and tried by fire. Amen. Just as Brother Yearwood has already spoken, that everything we do, every work, amen, will be tried by fire and revealed by fire. The Bible says there in verse 13, it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try. In other words, everything's going to go through the fire. Try every man's work of what sort it is. In other words, this fire is going to sort the things out, what type of work, whether it's going to stay, whether it's going to abide,
amen,
or whether it's going to be destroyed. The Bible says in verse 14, if any man's work abide, which he shall build thereupon, he shall receive a reward. So if your work's abiding, you know, he talks about in John chapter 15, he said, my word abide in you, and you abide in me. In other words, the word abide means to live. If your works live in the fire, can stay in the fire, they have a foundation of Jesus Christ. They've been tried, amen, and went through the fire. And the Bible says, if the man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. We need to know tonight, Jesus said, he said, behold, I come quickly, and with me I bring my reward according to every man's work. Your reward will stand. Your works will stand if it has a foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, if it's tried in the fire. Everything you do, every work that you've done, everything you put your hand to, will go through the fire and be received in the fire. And the Bible says,
man,
but if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer a loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. In other words, even though the fire there, and if this man's work, amen, is not built on the foundation, the word fire there is comes from the word, it's P-U-R, but it's pronounced poor, amen. It's actually a light fire, or even lightning itself. In other words, when it's coming there, amen, and it's coming through that fire, amen, that as it strikes, amen, that man's work shall be burned, amen. And if the work suffers, he suffers that loss. But that same fire tonight, amen, will cause us, amen, to be saved, amen. I want to give you a few examples. You know, the Bible speaks of in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Tonight, amen, as we come and by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have a living hope, amen. We have an abundance of his mercy, and we're born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we're born, there it says in verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Here's an inheritance that where rust and moth cannot corrupt. Here's an inheritance, and that inheritance is the Lord Jesus Christ. That inheritance is things that cannot fade away in the fire, that cannot perish in the fire. For he said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. In other words, he began to speak to them, and Peter began to speak to them and tell them, he said, some of you are in heaviness for a season because you went through so many trials. You need to know tonight, the question is not will you go through the fire? The question is when you will go through the fire. Every one of us will go through the fire. This is not something that we can get away from. This is not something we can turn away from. This is something where every one of us will have to face. And we can either stand in the fire or suffer loss. Not only if it's not built upon the foundation, if you build your foundation of your life and your foundation of your works on gold or silver, or these other things tonight, you need to know that when the fire comes, amen, and that it will be tried and it will perish. It says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire. You need to know tonight that if you build your life is built on your gold, if your life is built on your silver, if your life is built on these precious stones, if your life is built on anything but the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be tried by fire and it will suffer loss. Everything that is not built upon the Lord Jesus Christ on the tried stone who has been in the fire, amen, you will lose all of it. And the Bible says that our faith is much more precious than gold. Tonight, your faith, your belief, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is much more precious though even the gold goes through, it perishes in the fire, might be found in the praise. In other words, when your faith goes through the fire, what will come out on the other end is praise, celebration, and honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When you go through and you see, Bible says, look unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. He's the finisher and beginning of your faith, your belief in him. And what comes, when you go through the fire, what comes out of that fire is praise. What comes out of that fire is honor. What comes out of that fire is glory. What comes out of that fire is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8, whom he having not seen, we love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believe him. That's what he told Thomas there in the book of John. Thomas said, except I see the nail print in his hand and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And Jesus said when he come and appeared to him, amen. And Jesus is wanting to appear unto you tonight, amen. He's wanting to manifest his works unto you tonight. It's been through the fire and it's been tried, and he wants you to see it tonight. Amen. It's been through that furnace. It's been through the fire. And you need to know tonight that when he appears, just like he appeared unto them, amen, even behind, some of you might be even gathering tonight like the apostles, amen. The Bible says the 11 sit there in the book of John, and also in the book of Mark. It talks about in the chapter 16, talks about the 11 sit in unbelief and hardness of heart, amen. And they were coming because they didn't believe, amen, that he had been resurrected. But see, that was the only way you can be born again is to believe in the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and your life being on that chief cornerstone, that tried stone that been through the fire, and he says, he told Thomas, he said, Thomas, behold my hands. And when he said that, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. He said, blessed are those because you have seen, but he said, even blessed more are those who have not seen and believe. Tonight you might not have ever seen Jesus, but the Bible says when you open up the Word of God, he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When you've seen the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Tonight we need to know whom we have not seen in him, though now you see him not yet believing. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you're going, when your faith's going through the fire and you don't even see him, when your life is based on that foundation of Jesus Christ and yet not seeing him, your faith will bring you to a place of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Not only full of his glory only. And the Bible says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Tonight, we need to come to the end of our faith and the thing, because that's the completeness. That's the perfecting of us. You know, the Bible says, he says, beloved, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. How many of you have said to yourself, well, I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why this is happening. Well, let me tell you, every individual that's ever been born from the beginning, amen. The enemy's out to get you. The enemy's out to ride because you are the seed of woman, and he has a vendetta, amen, to come against every child, every one that's ever born of the seed of woman, amen, to destroy them. And every one of you will go through the fire, amen. Hallelujah. But don't think it's strange, amen, when you're going through the fire, some strange things happening to you. But the Bible says, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. This fire that we're talking about tonight, he said that even though he was saved by fire, even though he suffers loss, you might suffer some loss of things. But the Apostle Paul said, what was gained to me and over, what I lost was gained to Christ, that I may win him. Tonight there are some things in your life, maybe that's not built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And you can count all as loss, but you can count as gain that you can win Christ, the tried stone tonight. Amen. The firm foundation. Hallelujah. Because when you are partakers of Christ's suffering, you're also going to be partakers of his glory. And when you are partakers of his glory, you're going to be glad with exceedingly joy. The Bible says in verse 14, he says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Hallelujah. How many of you have been happy because you've been reproached by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, with the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you, on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. You need to know when you're partakers, amen, of the suffering, when you're going through the fire, amen, on his part he's being glorified. At the very moment you're going through that fiery trial, at the very moment that you are standing in the fire, the Lord Jesus Christ is being glorified, because everything that you've come through, amen. But the Bible says in verse 15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. These are the things we are not to suffer for, church. Verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, in other words, if you suffer because you're Christ-like tonight, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. In other words, when you're suffering because you're Christ-like tonight, that's the time that you're glorifying God. That's the time that on your behalf the glory of God is resting upon you. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? If judgment's beginning, amen. It's the beginning, amen, of the house of God, and we are the house of God. If our judgment and discernment is coming, amen, as we begin to suffer, amen, amen, as we first begin, amen, with that we should obey the good news of Jesus Christ. You need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah. Some of you, amen, have come, and some of you have been tired and weary because you didn't want to go through the fire. Amen. You've come like the church at Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. It came to a place, and it was a lukewarm church, and become the indifferent. Some of you become indifferent because of the trials and the hardships and going through the fire. But the Bible says in Revelation 3:17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. The church at Laodicea said, I don't need Jesus. The church at Laodicea said, I have everything you need. Some of you underneath the sound of my voice have said, look, I don't know this. I don't need this one called Jesus in my life. I've got everything that I need, but you need to know I'm going to speak to you just like Jesus spoke to them at the church at Laodicea, or to John, amen, and told him, and you don't know that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Here's what we're talking about, the gold. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. God's got some gold tonight. It's in the scriptures. It's in the word of God. It's in Jesus. He's got some gold that's already went through the fire, and it didn't perish. That gold is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That gold is his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That gold is the word of God that when everything else fades away, the word of God will not pass away. That thou hast tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. You're rich because you've got gold, gold that cannot perish by any fire, by any means tonight. And he said, and white raiment. In other words, buy of me white raiment that's been through the fire, that's been purified, that's been glorified, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, so that thou mayest see. There's an anointing. Anointing, amen. And he told the church at Laodicea to open their eyes and anoint their eyes. Hallelujah. We need to know, amen. The Bible says in Malachi 3, verse 1, it says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Talking about John, amen, and then Christ, amen. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. You're the temple of the Lord, and the Lord is coming, amen. And when he's coming, he said, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. The messenger shall come into the temple. The Lord Jesus Christ shall come, and when he comes, amen, it will be as a refining fire. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize into repentance. In other words, I'm baptizing you to bring you back rid of the Father, but there's one that cometh after me whose shoelaces are not worthy to enlighten you, who shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's the fire, amen. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. That's the fire that we need to be going through tonight. And the Bible says that who shall abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner. This is talking about Jesus Christ and purifier of silver. Tonight, Jesus is the refiner. Jesus is the purifier of silver, and he shall purge the sons of Levi. Amen, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to purge you and cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. He's going to suddenly come in the temple. He's going to answer by fire like he did on, amen, to the false prophets. Hallelujah. And the false thing, like I said, the question tonight is not if you go through the fire, it's when you go through the fire. Some of you have been going through the fire constantly and continually. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2, but now thus saith the Lord, that clear thee, that one thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When, like I said tonight, it's not. Everyone that's going to need to die, everyone that can hear me now is going to go through the fire. But how are you going to come out and say, are you going to suffer loss? Is your earth going to stand in that day? Is everything that you built your life upon, amen, built on the foundation of Jesus Christ? What did he say? He said, you build your own. Everyone that has the opportunity to receive the law. Everyone that has the opportunity to receive the Christ. Cornerstone. Everyone has the foundation, the law of Master tonight. It's how we build upon that faith. How are you building your lives? The Bible says that we see you have our building. How are you building? We love the first cornerstone. His cornerstone, that Jesus Christ. Everyone has the opportunity. Are we going to reject it? We make it the head of the corner? Are we going to make it someplace where death is lying and make it a headstone? Are we going to make it a cornerstone tonight? Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when I pass you through the waters, I will be with thee. Hallelujah. And through the waters, they shall not overflow thee. When, hallelujah, thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The prophet Isaiah declared, and when you go through the fire, amen, I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures, and we'll get back to better you with it. But all of you know the story, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel chapter 3, when they were told, amen, by the sound of the music, when they begin to play,
called him in, King Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, had come up to him and given him the gold, in fact, amen. He was getting all, amen, gold and other things out, amen, and the foundation was no longer, amen, the Lord God. And the Bible says that he had caused everyone to bow down, amen, hallelujah, they had come, he said, but hallelujah, when they come and they play the music, that is three bad, three Hebrew children that would not bend the bow. Amen. In fact, the Bible says that if anyone would not bow, that they would be thrown in the midst of a burning fire furnace. The Lord proclaimed, amen, that if you don't bow, amen. And God, they're going to need to sound my voice, but the Lord's trying to get you to bow, amen, to the images that they set up in your life, to the very things, amen, that they built, not on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And they said, look, if you don't bow to our ways, if you don't bow to our rules, if you don't bow to our ordinances, if you don't bow to our ways, we're going to throw you in the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they've done that. Amen. There were those that came. Hallelujah. Amen. And said, look, you need to know that those three, they're not covered to answer in the matter. But the Bible says there in chapter 3, they told him, he said, even if our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. These men had a made-up mind. They were full of persuasion that they were one way or another. They were going to go through the fire one way or another. Amen. They were going to be in the midst of the fire. Amen. There's only one choice. You're not going to do what you said. Hallelujah. We're going to go through the fire. They were made-up mind. Amen. That they were going to go through. And the Bible says he heated up even seven times more than we wanted to be heated. And even the men who bound him, as they began to throw them into the burning fiery furnace, amen, the mighty men of the kingdom of the world, amen, lost their eyes. And the Bible said, hallelujah, when they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they bound them, amen. And as they were bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, as Nebuchadnezzar looked into the furnace of fire, what did he say? He said, I'm going to be with him. When you go through the fire, it won't kindle against you. He said, he asked the question then. It wasn't about if you're going to go through the fire. He said, did not we, in verse 24, chapter 3, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king, that's what we did. I'm going to tell you what God did. I'm going to tell you what Jesus did. The Bible says he answered and said, lo, I see. What did he say? He said, the works of men shall be made manifest in the heart. He said, I see. Something was manifested. Why? Because in the midst of that fire was Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, who had already been there, had already been tried. Amen. And though, amen, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than gold, though, amen, the gold had already been through the fire. Amen. It already had to make that image out there. But you need to know tonight, their faith didn't burn. Their faith didn't catch on fire. There's going to be a day, church, the Bible says in Peter, that even the element's going to be on fire. That the air you breathe, amen, at the day of God's wrath, amen, when he answers by fire in the last day, in the day of wrath, he said the elements shall be on fire, the earth will be on fire, amen, the air will be on fire, everything, the heavens will be on fire, everything you can see is on fire. Is it going to stand in that day? Are you going to be able to stand in that day? I pray, God, that you're not a person that will have to receive the wrath, but amen, but the Bible says, he said, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they come out, and when they come out, amen, the Bible says in verse 27, amen, that the only thing that was all, he said, the bodies that had no fire power on them, their hair, the heads were not singed. What did he say? He said in the last day, he said, take no thought, he said, because not even one hair of your head shall perish. They were in the midst of a fire, and not even one hair. God, they didn't lose not one hair. Church, tonight, I'm talking about a church. I'm talking about a foundation. I'm talking about a rock. That tonight, church, you can go through the fire and not even lose one hair on your head tonight. Not one hair will be singed. Not your coat will not be changed. And the smell of fire won't pass upon you. The smell of the fire of the world. The Bible says they trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies. Hallelujah. And then he said, here at the end, I'm going to get back to Brother Yearwood. He said, the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the provinces of Babylon.
What did the Apostle Paul said? By that same fire, they were saved. When they went through the fire, they were promoted. Oh, church, tonight, he's the one that sets you up. The Bible says in Psalm 75, are you ready for promotion tonight? Go through the fire. If the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't know him tonight, make him your foundation. Make him your chief cornerstone. This stone has already been through the fire. Here's the case. He's already been through. Anything is hotter. He went down through the midst of hell. He's got the keys to death and hell tonight, church. And hallelujah. Amen. You can be with him. You can be exalted with him. You can be glorified with him. Will you receive him tonight? Because tonight he's with you when you go through the fire. Receive him as Lord and Savior right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. You've done some wonderful preaching there. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green and Sister Green here in Springboro, Ohio. And we're just here in a big, deep snow all around us. But I thank God we're warming the house. So God's good tonight, and I appreciate
his
preaching. And it's just a good thing to be a Christian tonight.
Amen. We'll let Tim sing a song, then we'll get your Sister Joanne there to obey the Lord, whichever one you want to go first. Why, go ahead, and the other can follow there. So just go ahead and get Tim to sing a song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're in a big, deep snow, and they're talking about we may get one, but we ain't got it yet.
All right.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances of things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision, and my frustration gets so out of hand. And it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. And as I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and its rooted by my weaknesses made strong. He never promised that the cross not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. In the valley of decision, valley of decision, and the adversary just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again. I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, he'll fill the flames again. The cross would not get heavy, and the hills would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show us.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. God will show up, and he will take us through the fire again. So if you'd like to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on here and obeying the Lord with us. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ, down here in Madisonville, Tennessee. So Try to End the Fire. So that's the title of our message tonight. So we just worship the Lord in the spirit and truth. So go ahead there, Brother Green or Sister Green, whichever one you want to go first.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Well, I feel like I've been tried in the fire. And, you know, the devil hates us tonight. If we're a Christian,
Amen.
You know, he fights us on every hand. And you know, the Bible even tells us that there'll come a day when they'll hate you, that all nations will hate you, and we'll be persecuted for Christ's sake. And, you know, they're not going to speak well of us. They're going to, you know, blaspheme the name of Christ. It's going to come to that. We're living in perilous times, and we're living in the day when it seems like the gospel is not popular in a lot of countries. If you're a Christian in some countries, well, they're trying to hunt you down. You're a fugitive. And they're trying to stamp out Christianity in some countries. They want to keep it on low key. They'll let some people preach a little bit, but they don't want you to get really fired up. They don't want it to take over their country. And they don't want to sing it in their songs, and they don't want you to pray using the name of Jesus. Even in the military, a lot of times they don't want the preachers of Christ to really try to give out their testimony of what the Lord has done for them. And, you know, if we had the testimonies of many of these people, if they could give their testimony, people would be amazed at what God could do, and it would glorify God. But seems like today, I know the Bible says here that we're laborers together with God, and we're God's husbandry. And let me see if I can find that scripture here, 1 Corinthians 3:9, I believe it is. It says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. So we're the building of God tonight, and we're the servants of God. And we're the, if you're a woman tonight, you've got the same call that the rest of us has got, and that's the call to obey Christ, and that's the call to preach the gospel, to go ye into all the world, preach to every creature, and try to get them saved and born again of the Spirit of God, and to bring them out of darkness into this marvelous light. And I thank God that I found the light one day, that somebody brought the cross, the preaching of the cross to me. I see over here in 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, power of God. I thank God one day somebody picked the cross up and carried that cross and began to preach this gospel. And I was reading last night to Rachel, and she's got American history, and we was reading about the Great Awakening when the pastors got their hearts right with God, and they got fired up for Jesus, and they began to preach, and it began to name some of these preachers, how that they went across the country, all down through the 13 colonies, and they began to preach the gospel, and they began to tell them that they need to be born again. And, you know, it changed this country, and it brought this country under one nation under God, and that's what it did. It brought us together as a people that was a God-fearing people and a people that believed in Jesus Christ. And they can say that this country's not Christian if they want to. And they can try to say that it's, a heathen country, but it's not a heathen country tonight. And we need to get back on fire for God like those preachers did in that day. And they took up the cross and they followed Christ. And they preached the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And praise God, no doubt they were persecuted in that day. But I think it was Jonathan Edwards, they put him out of his church and wouldn't let him preach no more. So he began to move from place to place and preach the gospel. Many souls were born into the kingdom of God. And that was called the Great Awakening. Praise the Lord. That was back in 1750s, between 1730 and 1760, when they had the Great Awakening, and many towns were converted, and almost it changed the atmosphere. It changed people when they began to call on Christ, and they began to see that they could be born again. They began to get this right, and it changed their hearts, and I'm glad tonight that my heart's changed, that I called on Jesus as my personal Savior. I want to read another scripture here in 1 Corinthians. I just read 18. It says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that foolishness, to them that perish, foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." And verse 21 says, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, but it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." You know, a lot of people will call it foolishness, but thank God, I don't call it foolishness, but I call it the power of God unto salvation when we preach Christ, how that he died on the cross, and that he was buried, and how that he raised the third day, and he raised for our justification. He became sin for us, and he took our the stripes that we should have had. He took the whipping at that whipping post. And you know, they did many things to him, but he suffered for us, and he died for our sins. He was that great Lamb of God that John pointed to there that day. And we're talking about the preaching of the cross, and we're talking about labors together with God tonight. Now, I thank God that we're laborers together. That first messenger came and said, there's coming one after me. There's coming one mightier than I. There's coming one that I'm not worthy to reach down and untie his shoes. But he shall baptize you. He said, I can baptize you in water, but he can give you something I can't give you, and that's the Holy Ghost. That's what we all need tonight, church. We need the power of God in our life that we could change this world and we could bring our nations that we're living in back to God and back to Christ.
Amen.
This world needs a revival like they had that great awakening during the 1700s. They need a great awakening today. Seems like people have fallen away and they've departed from the faith. But I'm so glad they're still ministers. In the world today, as we hear on the radio, like Brother John, he's a preaching the gospel. Brother Yearwood, different ones, Eddie Bolton, and different ones are preaching, and they're still holding up that banner, that banner of Christ, and they're still pointing souls to the Savior. Now, I thank God for that, Brother Yearwood, and
amen.
I'm not going to say a whole lot. I'm going to let Joanna say some things here. We've got an appointment we got to go to here in a few minutes, but she's got a little something here to say, and I'm going to turn it over to her. But it's been good being with you, Brother Yearwood.
It's been good to have you there, so just go ahead there, Sister Joanne. We appreciate the word, Brother Green.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. I was thinking here where Clint jogged my memory there. You know, it's good to study in history, and especially when you've got the true history. They're trying to change the history of America just like they're trying to change the Bible of history of what has happened in the days of our Jesus walking on this earth, and they say all kind of foolish things about him. And you know, I was thinking how all along, you know, persecutions came to the Christians. And like Brother John was talking about the fire that the Hebrew children had to go through, and that God spared them, and he'll spare me and you the same if we serve him and walk upright before him. And if we serve him by the word of God, you know, John the Revelator was given a rod to measure the temple. And then how is the temple measured, and who is the temple? We're looking for a city whose builder and maker was not by man's hands, but by God. And then we are the lively stones in the building, so we are the temple of God. And we're to be measured by this word, so we have to walk upright before him, and he will save us in time of persecution. And I was thinking how Paul, how he had went down to the river, him and there was others with him ministering the gospel, and how God told him to go down to Macedonia, I believe it was, and how they went to the river and they saw the women there, and how they met Lydia, and how they were all baptized and received Christ. And I believe they already knew Christ, but John brought it to them in a more perfect way, I believe it was. And Lydia said, come to her house if you find favor, if you see that, if it bears witness, so to speak, I'm paraphrasing, that we be of God, then come to our house. And the church started right there with the Gentile church. And I praise God in Asia. Praise the Lord, and thank God for the Great Awakening in the 1700s here in America, how they branched off from Europe, and they came over here because they wanted to serve God the way they wanted to and not be under some man-made way, and how they don't have to go to the priest anymore to confess their sins, and how they can just take it straight to Jesus and worship the way we worship God today, like in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. And how we have that freedom, but there's great persecution involved with that. But the Lord is going to spare us. And I was thinking about in Psalm 23, how, and I'm going to read it to you. It said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. If you turn with me to Psalms 3, this is just what God put on my heart. It says, Thou, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I lay me down, and I slept, and I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone and hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Shalay. Praise God. And, you know, Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said that, and we talked about this on Friday on our broadcast, how there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. But he said when this gospel is going to be preached unto all the world. And he said, but when they come against you for my name's sake. And you know, Brother Yearwood, we have never seen a time in America since America has been the 50 states of America. We have never seen a time that the church is getting ready to face. And we're starting to face it a little here and a little there. And back in the 60s when Madeline O'Hara had taken the prayer out of school, nobody ever thought that could ever be done because the first textbook in America was the Bible. And then it was the Webster Dictionary and so forth and so on. But they've taken the Bible out of our schools, and they've taken God out, and they've taken the Ten Commandments down out of the courthouses. And you talk about a persecution coming to our land. And when we failed God and we let down on the Lord, and I know God's got a true church, and he's got a people that still believe and stick together, and he's got a people like Brother John and like Brother Eddie Bolton and like you and Sister Betty Yearwood and praise God, me and Clinton, and there's many, many others, and praise the Lord, that is going to keep his statutes, going to keep that word, going to keep Psalms 23, going to keep Psalms number 3, going to hold on to Psalms 91, that he's the protector in the shadow of the Almighty. And you know, we're going to keep that. But you know what? God said he'll protect us. In the midst of all this, he'll make a table before our enemy. Oh, praise God. He's a high tower. He is my refuge in a time of trouble. And he's our refuge. He's the one that we go to, the rock in a weary land. He is the rock that was hewn out of the mountain, tearing down the kingdoms of this old world. Oh, praise God. And the Lord sent out many of his disciples, and he said, take not scrip and take not your purses. Take nothing with you. And he said, go to the house. And he said, if they say that you can't, they don't receive you. He said to shake the dust off your feet. But he said it would be worse than them in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah for the city that does not receive you. Praise God. There's persecution. He said, remember, when they hate me, when they hate you, they've hated me first. They hate our Jesus. They hate Christ. And we love him. We hold him dear. We hold him in our bosom like John did. He laid his head in a bosom in the breast of Jesus. Praise God. And we hold on to this word. We hold on and praise God. And we're to use the sword skillfully. And word is sharp as a two-edged sword. It'll pierce them, it'll prick the heart and cause a man to get saved, or it'll cut them off and cause them to go into a devil's hell if they don't get right and don't receive this. I used to wonder, what did it mean when Pharaoh hardened his heart, when God hardened Pharaoh's heart? I thought, why did God harden Pharaoh's heart? But Pharaoh hardened his own heart. People are hardening their own heart by turning a deaf ear to the word of God. Don't turn a deaf ear to the word of God. Praise God. They began to be called Christians at Antioch. Praise the Lord. And we're to follow and be Christ-like. And we're not to go by the words that were started from Alexandria, the city of Alexandria. And we're to be from the church of Antioch, the words that in the King James Bible, and not to go astray with this commentary and that commentary. Stay right in the word. I found it to be true, Brother Yearwood. I've tested it. I've tried it. It's been put through fire and came through pure as gold. Praise
Amen.
God. You'll be tested and you'll be tried. But you hang on to God and he'll see you through. That's just the thing. And what Brother Timothy sung just a minute ago, he never promised that the cross wouldn't be heavy. Praise God. He's going to take us through the fire. Hallelujah. Hey. He took the Hebrew children through the fire. And we're going to go through the tribulations of this old world, that the world, that the enemy and the Antichrist is going to throw at us. But Jesus is going to see us through. And we'll be out of here before the wrath of God is poured out. He is going to protect us. He'll shorten the days for the elect's sake. Hallelujah. Ain't that good? We're on the winning side. Get on the winning side. If you're not on the winning side, it's just a prayer of repentance and telling Jesus you're sorry for your sins. And just get saved. And then you just live the best you can for Jesus. If you mess up, just go back to the Father, because there's an advocate with the Father. And just pray again. God's not mad at you. God loves you. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. But you're condemned already by your own actions, by your own sin. You're condemned already. But Jesus came that he fulfilled the law, not to do away with it, but to fulfill it, that you can be saved, that I can be saved. Praise the Lord. Accepting now while it is day, because there cometh night when no man can work. So get about the Father's business, and the harvest, I tell you, is plentiful, but the labors are few. And won't you be a laborer for God tonight? Hallelujah. Back to you, Brother Yearwood. I appreciate you guys. I thank God for this opportunity. I feel the Lord. I feel the sweet, precious Holy Ghost. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Praise Lord. Do you have a prayer request you want to make known?
Yeah, we want you to pray for Clint Jr. He's going through a battle, and we're asking the Lord to save him, and that the Lord will see that he could get him a job and to take care of his family there. So that's my prayer request.
Man, are you going to have another one?
Clint, you have a prayer
request. I just remember Keith Green. You might have mentioned him already. We didn't get to hear the first part of the program. And let's just remember our servicemen and women and missionaries and them around the world that's being persecuted.
Amen.
That's all I have.
Great. Brother John?
I just wanted to pray for the listeners and all around, just like the things, just like Brother Sister Green brought out. We are living in perilous times. There are things in the world and in our nation that, you know, this is a time, and but I know, you know, tonight's broadcast is a stirring. Tonight's broadcast is a refining process. And I really sense a stirring in the speakers tonight, in the message tonight. And we need to be stirred. We need to shake ourselves and you know, just put off the works of darkness tonight. And there's just so many, you know, there's so many people that need healing, so many people that need wholeness in their life, and so many people just like that need the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do have that promise tonight. It was just like Sister John and Brother Clinton was talking about, you know, Clint Jr. There's a lot of people that I know that are just on the outer edge of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. And that fire is coming. It's a refining fire that is going to save them. They might suffer some things, but some of the things they're going to suffer and is losses, some of the things that they need to get rid of anyhow, and I'm talking about there's sin, there's clamor, there's, you know, malice, there's anger, there's, you know, there's just some things that they need to put off the works of darkness. And you know, we've just got so many, you know, children in our church and in our congregation and in our lives that we know that they just need the power of the Holy Ghost. They need the Lord tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We appreciate that wonderful word there, and appreciate the prayer request. And Betty's got some here that she needs to turn in, and there's one very special one on here that we've been praying for several months now. Brother Saeed, he's been held in prison because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'll let her go ahead and read the prayer request over.
I've enjoyed everything everybody has said, and we have a lot of prayer requests, some of them real urgent. We got Edith Hampton, Fred Brannon, Keith Green. All three of them have cancer and are needing a miracle. And Debbie Sample, she needs a healing in her body. Eddie Bolton needs a healing. Remember Kyle and Betty and Stephanie tonight. Let's remember all the unsaved and all the listeners, all their needs. Let's remember Sister Frida. She's not on here tonight, but God knows her needs, and let's just lift her up tonight. She's been real faithful about coming on with us. And let's remember Pastor Saeed, like Lloyd Ray was talking about. He's an American citizen that's in Iran prison for being a Christian. So let's remember him. Last time we heard, he was getting weaker and weaker, and he's bleeding internally, and they won't give him no medicine for it. So let's just really lift him up to God, and he has two children and a wife here in the States, so let's lift him up, and let's remember Clint Jr. about a job.
Praise the Lord. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray, then after that we'll let Tim sing a song there before I try to bring any word there. So just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come in together, God, come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, over each and every one of these prayer requests, God, you've seen them. Lord, you heard them, Father. And Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will reach down, Lord, on each and every one of them. Lord, that you would deal with them your own self. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Father, for the touch of the Holy Ghost, God. Lord, we're sending the word, God. We're sending the presence of you, Father, to each and every one of them, God. Lord, that you're going to move, Father. Lord, that you're going to answer the request. And Lord, that they're going to know that you're the one that done it. And Father, we ask you, God, that you will touch, God, Lord, that you will touch Brother Saeed over there. Lord, in that prison, God, locked up, Father, for being a Christian. Lord, for preaching their word. And Lord, we bind them power to the enemy. And Lord, we speak word, God, to let him free, Lord, just like you had John and them, God. Lord, that you shook the jail, Lord, and turn him loose. And Father, you can shake the jail and turn him loose. God, Lord, to send him back to America, God, to his family, God. Lord, he needs to be with the family, Lord, for this Christmas. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for hearing and answering the requests, God. Lord, we praise you, Father. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and truth. Lord, we know that you're going to do it. Father, we know that you hear our prayer when we pray, God. And Lord, we're asking you, God, that you will move, Father, on the path of each one of them. And Lord, every listener out there, God, Lord, we ask you, God, that you would touch them, God. And Lord, we serve you, Father. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, one that's so near to hell, Lord, without any hopes, Father, we pray for that soul, God, that you will, Lord, convict him, Lord, and turn him around and set his feet, Lord, upon that solid rock, upon that solid foundation, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to let Tim sing a song here for us now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord with him.
Praise God.
Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Over.
The Hebrew children long ago faced an image made of gold. And because they would not bow, their faith was tried. But as they sang and gave him praise, they found the fourth man in the flames. And they glorified the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will praise him though the flames get higher and higher. In the furnace I can see that he has been so good to me, for I can still feel his hand holding mine. I don't know just how and when, but he will bring me through again. So I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will praise him though the flames get higher and higher. For I know he'll keep me safe. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. Yes, I know he'll keep me safe. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. You know, I want us to look into 1 Corinthians here, and we're going to read a few verses there in 1 Corinthians, starting in about verse 9 and going down through probably 13. Then we'll go into some other scriptures. But, you know, I tell you what, I thank God that we, like Brother John and Brother and Sister Green brought out, and I'll probably be bringing some of it out about the three Hebrew children. You know, they went through the fire, and praise God, they were tried, and they stood the test because the fourth man was in the fire with them. You know, I like to look around and think, whenever I'm going through something, I've got somebody going through it with me. You know, I'm not walking that road alone. Praise God, I've got a man that's called Jesus. He's right beside me. I mean, he's going through there with me. He said he'd never leave me or never forsake me or never forget me. And praise God, I know that that if I just hang in there, he's going to go through the fire with me. So I'm going to let Betty read here for us, starting in 1 Corinthians and verse, praise God. Mm-hmm. In verse 9 there, praise the Lord.
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
Praise the Lord. You know, I tell you what, I thank God tonight that we heard the word there. We've heard it about two or three different times, but you know, praise God, I thank God that we can know that we are a part of God's house. You know, I think back, you know, whenever God said that our temple was the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, Brother John, I believe, brought some of it out there about in the temple. You know, praise God, God built us in a way that we are a building, and a building for His for Him to dwell in. You know, I was thinking there earlier, whenever I was trying to get this together, praise God, you know, we are a building that God has dwelled in, and He's not going to dwell in something that's unclean or something that's not right, something that don't have no foundation. God's not going to stay there because just like Brother John brought out there a while ago about a man building his house. He didn't have no foundation. He built it up on sand. Whenever the wind come, the rain come, and the great was the fall of that house because it wasn't built up right. Praise God, but I'm telling you here tonight, if we are built up right and upon that solid foundation that Paul was talking about there, praise God, the wind can blow and the rain can fall, and the a storm can come and the fire can come, but we'll stand it. We'll go through it. Praise God. We can be saved because God is in us, my friend, and we are the house, the tabernacle that God has built to dwell in. You know, a lot of people may think that he dwells in the church. My friend, I'm going to tell you what the church is. The church is you. If you're born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, you are the church. That building that we all go and congregate at, that we all go and worship in, that is a filling station for us to get our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirits to filled up with that power of the Holy Ghost to take out into the world, to lead out, to take out there, to bring people in to the tabernacle. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that I am a tabernacle of God. I'm glad tonight to know that you are a tabernacle of God. If you've been washed in his blood and you've been cleaned up and you've been purified and been through the fire, my friend, it's like the three Hebrew children as they went through the fire. They did not worry about, you know, who was going to go their bail. They told the old king, hallelujah, I said, we'll not bow down. I will not bow to your image and all your stuff. But praise God, I'm here tonight to tell you, if we'll not bow down, but we'll go on for Jesus, he'll be with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And he'll never forget us. He'll lead us through the fire. Praise God, you know, hallelujah. I'm going to let Betty read that to her, about the three Hebrew children before I get too far in ahead there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We'll start in Daniel 3, verse 6. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psalmistry, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psalmistry, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worshipeth, but he should be, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psalmistry, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt, and no form of the fourth, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes and governors and captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort.
Praise the Lord. You know, I tell you what, now that there is some serious talking right there. You know, just think, you know, they he made him a degree there that he was going to bind everything that didn't bow down whenever they heard the music playing, going to cast them into the fiery furnace, and every one of them bowed down. But them three men, them three, praise God, had enough of the love of God about their heart. They were tried by tried in their fire, and praise God, we heard there war that they wasn't even hurt on their clothes, nothing that was on them. Wasn't even a hair's fringe. Wasn't a smell on their clothes. But if you notice, there wasn't but one thing that was harmed, and that was what they had them bound with. That was burnt off from them. Praise God. And tonight, my friend, when the devil tries to bind us and try to cast us down, it'll be burnt off from us if we'll just hang in there and keep believing. I tell you, that's the reason why that I was thinking there. It come to me about Brother Sae there. They told him that they would let him go if he would deny, if he would announce Jesus Christ. But he won't deny, and he won't denounce that man that's called Jesus. They beat him, and they've bruised him. They've transferred him from one prison to another one. Put him in a prison over there that nobody comes out of. They're usually killed. Somebody kills them before they get out of there. But he's been beaten, and he's been bruised in every whichever way. And for a long time there, he wouldn't even let his family see him. But they've started, I think, letting maybe his mother and daddy, some of them, see him. But his wife and kids have not got to see him. I tell you what, he's still hanging in there. He's still holding on. He's still trusting that Jesus is going to bring him out. And I tell you what, I believe by God's help, he's going to come forth. He's going to have a testimony like the three Hebrew children. He went through the fire. My friend tonight, we can go through the fire if we'll just hang in there and keep believing and keep knowing that Jesus Christ, he said, I'm the same yesterday and forever. I don't ever change. Praise God, I'm glad to know tonight that I'm a servant, a Savior, that loves me enough, that he's going to hang in there with me. He's going to see me through the fire, and he's going to see you through the fire. I can't help what kind of a fire that you may be going through. The three Hebrew children, they didn't bow down. And we see the old king, he made a decree. He said, anybody speak against this God that these three are serving, if anybody speaks against it, their house going to be cut of thunders and going to be done healed and all of this. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that we are. There's a few people that is still hanging in there, still serving the living God. My friend, we've got to have the faith to believe that all things are possible to them that will believe. All things, hallelujah. What's impossible with man, it's just nothing. Because what's impossible with man is not possible. Praise God, it is possible with God. All things will happen if we'll just trust God and keep believing God. You know, through the natural thinking, the three Hebrew children, they were heated up. That fiery furnace was heated up one more time, seven times hotter than it should be heated up. But praise God, in natural, I guess it would have blown up. But praise God, God had a hand on it, and God had his hand in it, and Jesus was in it. And the three Hebrew children, they went through the fire. They were tried in fire. My friend, I'm telling you here tonight, Praise God. We can be tried in the fire, and we can go through it. I tell you, Daniel, he was tried in the lion's den, and he went through it. The old king there made a decree. He said, you've got to bow down. You've got to worship me and all of this stuff. But Daniel, and he told him he couldn't pray no more. But Daniel went up there. He raised the window right toward the east, right toward the king's castle, and he began to cry out to God, and praise God, they come and got him, and they took him, and they said to the king, said, didn't you sign a decree that anybody prayed, you was going to cast them into the lion's den? And he said, yeah, and they casted Daniel into the lion's den, but Daniel, he just went on down there. I believe he just went to sleep. I laid his head over on one of the lions and went to sleep. And the old king, he went back up to his palace, and he began to start praying and start fasting. Then, hallelujah, the next morning, he goes down, he hollers, oh, Daniel, and oh, Daniel, he says, here am I, O king, praise God, I'm here to tell you tonight, if God delivered Daniel out of the lion's den, he can deliver you. If he can deliver the three Hebrew children out of the fire, he can deliver you. My friend, we just got to hang in there. We've got to believe what does saith this word of God. I tell you what, if God can burn the binds that was on the three Hebrew children off from their arms and their legs and their coats and all that stuff and turn them free, praise God, he'll do the same thing for you and I tonight. We've got to just obey God. We've got to hang in there. We've got to believe that whatsoever that we ask him for, that he's able and that he will do it for us. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, it don't matter how hot the fire may get. It don't matter how big the trial may get. We are trying in the fire, my friend, and we can come through the fire. God, we come through it. It's great to know, hallelujah, that we are delivered from the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad tonight to know that we can come through the fire because God said it, that we can come through. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that we are tried by the fire, and God will watch over us. He will take care of us. He will, praise God, hold us up before this lost and dying world. His word's got to go forth. His anointing, praise God, got to go out across this land. He's got to let his light be shined, and he's got to be glorified through the sun and through you and I tonight, if we'll just hang in there and we keep believing what does said God, it will come to pass. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that God is still watching over us. He's still taking a hold. He's still bringing us through. It don't matter what the world thinks. It don't matter how serious it looks. Praise God. Jesus, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go with you through the fire, just as I did of the three who be children. My friend, if we'll hang in there and keep believing God, don't throw the towel in. Don't throw the coat in, but just hang in there. He'll see us through. There's going to be a greater day over on the other side. We may have to go through a few things here. And praise God, he never said that the cross would be light. He never said that we'd be in a gravy train. But he said for us to walk uprightly before him. If we'll hold on, my friend, we'll see him, hallelujah, as he is one day after a while. I'm so thankful, praise God, that I know that I know that one day after a while I will make heaven our home. I will go through the fire and through the furnace without any problems. We'll go through the lion's den without any problem. I will go through, my friend, if we'll hang in there and keep believing God. Keep trusting his word and taking his word for what it says. I tell you, it's something tonight that we can live and we can take his word and hold on and know that beyond every shadow of a doubt, one day after a while, he'll pay off. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for this opportunity just to obey the Lord and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Brother John? Praise the Lord. Brother John? Brother John? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to let Tim go ahead and sing another song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, 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 somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Hey, somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, 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 somebody ought to testify. I say, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. There have been times in my life when I was down and in despair. I fell down on my knees and I called on God in prayer. Thanked him for his blessings and named them one by one. But most of all, I thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Hey, somebody ought to testify. Oh, 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 somebody ought to testify. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. The Hebrew boys can testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lions were my pillow for my head to lay. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, 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 somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Well, tell him his goodness. Come on, testify. If God's been good to you, you ought to testify. Can I get a witness? Get up! Somebody shout glory! Get up! 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 Somebody ought to testify. Oh, 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 somebody ought to testify. Well, for God I'll win. For God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, 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 somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live. For God I'll die. Oh, for God I'll live. I said, for God I'll die. Oh, for God I'll live. For God I'll die. Oh, somebody ought to testify. Somebody needs to testify.
Praise the Lord. Brother John?
Yeah, Brett.
You got anything else you want to speak on there tonight? Go ahead,
yeah,
obey the Lord.
As you were speaking, I just I really feel like there goes underneath the sound of a voice. You know, like I said, this is inspired tonight. This is moving. We move. Amen to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we
need to be stirred. We, as we come through the fire, just like Brother and Sister Green were talking about, you know, there's some things going on, and there's some things in our nation going on that that's being set in place, and it, you know, we need to be stirred tonight. We need to be moved tonight. There are some things going on in states tonight that, you know, just come out to be. You know, the Bible speaks about that. That talks about the fountain bringing forth bitter and sweet at the time. And, you know, these things, the scriptures teach us in James, these things ought not to, you know, we bless God with a tongue and we've cursed him, and you know, just we need to really receive. But really what was really moving upon me as you were speaking and as we're speaking is, what about Moses? As like Sister Green said, you know, talking about the heart of the Pharaoh was hardened, and so that he wouldn't let the people of God go, and we need to know tonight as he was coming, he had to go to the place and get on the backside of a desert and watching the fire. You know, he learned how to be a shepherd on the backside of the, you know, that dirt in the wilderness. And I think it's for the many out there that some of you have had to learn to tab that shepherd heart, amen, to know that they are, amen, the sheep. They're something that you care for, amen. They belong to you, amen. And he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. Come back side of the desert, God began to speak on him. And I believe all over this world tonight, God's speaking to you right where you're at tonight. It doesn't make any sense that tonight, and on the backside of the desert. And amen, as he began to turn aside, amen, God's calling the people, amen, of this world to turn aside, to turn aside to the fire of God. And no matter what you went through, amen, some of you are in a situation that wasn't ideal, but you know, tonight you need to know every one of you need to sound my voice. Your life belongs to him. It's been by his blood. By the blood. We've been redeemed by it's incorruptible. It's much more precious than silver. And has been redeemed tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He does cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we need to know tonight, amen, that as he's come for us, amen, that right now he's calling every one of us, amen, if you will, come to the bush that's on fire. He wants to set us on fire. You know, the Bible says that, he says, in Jeremiah, he says, he said, you know, even Jeremiah got to a place, amen, he said, you deceive me, Lord, you're stronger than I, because he got to the place where he wouldn't speak the word anymore, because he was about the only one that was speaking the true prophecy at that time. He said how Israel would go into captivity, the time of Zedekiah, amen, and that he would go, amen, not only that, but if they didn't give up, amen, turn that God would visit them in Babylon, that, amen, that he would come in, the Chaldeans and them would come in and burn the city. But you need to know, amen, God's calling us on the backside of death. God's calling us out of our wilderness into a place, amen. And he's telling us and instructing us tonight, it's time to let speak to the people, that let his God, amen, be my voice. There are Moses, amen, and there are Aaron, there are those. There are the people of God that have been raised up and been called, amen, to go to the Pharaoh that have people back. Oh, and the rod and the staff. You know, the Bible says, as Sister Joanne read tonight out of Psalms 23, amen, it says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. His correction tonight is comforting those of you, if you will allow him. Amen. It's a staff of a rod of correction. It's a rod of love tonight. Amen. He corrects. Whom he loves, he chastens. Amen. It's different, amen, about the punishment. But Moses used that same rod. Amen. He said, by his strength, he divided the sea when they got to a place. And there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice. You've done got to the place where you can't go one step farther, because it seems like there's nothing but a body of water before you. And it seems like the enemy's coming. But you need to know, amen, that Moses, amen, as he turned aside, amen, it's time for the people of God to turn aside and see the fire of God. Yes. It's time for the people, amen, to see the bush on fire, but not being consumed. It's time for the people to turn to the refining fire. And tonight, amen, we need to be bushes that are on fire but not being consumed. We need, amen, to live a life tonight. And we need to be on fire. People come and see the sight, amen, that we can glorify God and we can say that the I Am has sent us unto you.
Amen.
You know tonight that this broadcast and the other broadcast, Brother and Sister Green's broadcast on Friday night, amen, hallelujah, there are things in calling out to this world to let the people of God go, to let those that are in captivity, not only in the natural prison, but to let those that are bound. The Bible says in Isaiah 6 that the Spirit of the Lord rests upon the Lord Jesus Christ to set thee free, to bind up the brokenhearted, to give the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, beauty for ashes. And amen, we can offer that same thing because we are the children of God and we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And what the Father has according to John chapter 16 and 9, we have the same thing. We have the same opportunity because He is our inheritance tonight. The Lord God and God the Father is our inheritance tonight. And it's undefiled and uncorrupt. Amen. And all that the Father has is available to each one of His children tonight. And if you're just rich and deep, amen. You need tonight that in my Father's house, just like the prodigal son said in Luke chapter 15, even the servants of my Father's house have more than enough bread to spare. One child of God, amen, should ever go hungry. The Bible says in Psalms 37:25, David said, King David said, I was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. He said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, are you not more than a sparrow? And tonight, not one child of God should go hungry. But you need to know tonight when the healing, the people, those of you, some of them are coming and you want the healing, but you don't want the healer. It didn't work that way. Amen. The Bible said it's not meet for him to give the children's bread to the dogs. But amen, he even saw a faith in the woman of Canaan, in the Syrophoenician woman. She said, yea, dog, but even, yea, Lord, Master, she said, but even the dog gets the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Tonight, church, you don't have to settle for the crumbs. You can get the whole loaf. Amen. Watch
amen.
When you have it all tonight. Don't sell yourself short tonight, church. There's a bush in the midst of your desert tonight. There's a bush that's on fire. And right in the midst of that bush, right in the midst of your circumstances, right in the midst of your trial, right in the midst there, you know that the I Am is speaking to you out of that bush tonight. Will you come and get close enough to the fire that it will get on you? Amen. David said, my cup runneth over. Church, if you'll reach out tonight, the fire will get on you. If you get close enough to the fire, don't be up there out of fear who was with you. He said, if you're Luke, he said, the word you cold or hot than lukewarm. Church tonight, it's time for the church of the living God to quit being lukewarm. It's time for us to be on fire. It's time, amen, eternal fire tonight. And if you'll just turn to him, amen, he'll bless you. If you'll turn, I'll see you. Because the I Am is calling you tonight. The I Am is calling you out of your circumstances. The I Am is calling you out of your trouble. You out of your trial. The I Am is calling you, amen, out of that addiction. The I Am's calling you out of that sin, out of that clatter. The I Am, you adulterer underneath the sound of my voice. God's calling you out of that adulterous relationship. Jesus Christ. Relationship. Hallelujah. God's calling you out of relationships. An illicit relationship right now. You drug addict right now. God's calling you out of that addiction to be set free by the power of God. Amen. Some of you.
Amen.
Some of you, I need to tell my voice. There are women out there right now that are being sold, amen, for illicit things and for sex trade right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to be set free by the power of God. God's going to come and send, amen, even a Moses unto you. Hallelujah. And there are those of you that are weary. And just like Brother Ewan said last week on the program, amen, talking about Moses when they were in the battle. And Aaron Hur held up the hands of Moses. I'm going to tell you right now, God's going to send some of you pastors, some of you missionaries, some of you evangelists and apostles. God's going to send Aaron and Hur to hold your hands up and give you a victory as you lift up your holy hands in the sanctuary. God's going to give you a victory. God's going to give you a change in your mission work. God's going to give you a change in your church. God's going to give you a change in your situation. But if you'll just reach out, because tonight God wants to say, and he's still answering by fire, Amen. Tonight, let the God, how long halt you between two opinions? Tonight, don't be, have another opinion. The Bible says the double man can receive nothing of the Lord. In James chapter 1, amen. He's like a sea tossed to and fro. Amen. But tonight, if you want to receive something from the Lord, have the mind of Christ. Be single-minded and have a made-up mind to know what you want tonight. And let it be the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Savior and Lord tonight. Let him proclaim and profess him. If you'll confess him before me, amen, he'll confess you before the Father. Receive him right now. Some of you have been in other relations with other type of gods and idol gods. Let me tell you, there's only one Lord and God. There's only one name under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one and the only one tonight. You have to receive him, and he's calling you out of the fire tonight. Will you hearken and will you answer? It's up to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Ewan.
Praise God.
Praise God. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word there. I've got some more scriptures here I'm going to let Betty read. And this is the Word of God. And so, you know, I tell you what, the Word will make us free if we'll just hold on and believe it, just like Brother John was bringing out there about the great I am. You know, he told Moses, the great I am. So that's what he's doing here tonight. You know, this word is coming forth, and it's the great I am that's coming out, and it's reaching out. It's touching people around the world tonight, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. She reads.
Job 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Okay, I'm going to go to Psalm 66:10.
Praise the Lord. When he tried us, we're going to come forth as gold. You know, I thank God, you know, he's telling us right there that he's going to try us, and but he's going to bring us through there. We're going to come through, praise God, as gold. If we'll just hang in there and keep believing, keep trusting. Hallelujah. So she's reading
Psalm 66, verse 10. For thou art proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Okay, I'm going over to James 1, 12. Okay, James 1, 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And Revelation 3, verse 18 through 22. I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and appoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with the Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Praise the Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, tonight, my friend, you're out there under the sound of our voices, of all of us that's been a ministering here on the radio tonight. Praise God. If you've got a ear, so you heard what the Spirit has been speaking tonight. So if you'll just open up your heart, open up the door, and turn him in, he'll come in with you, and he will sup with you, and you can sup with him. And I thank God tonight that Jesus is still calling. He's still reaching out. He's still saying, hey, you that's out there that's lost, I'm still calling. I'm still knocking at your heart's door. In one passage of Scripture, he said that he would set a door before you, and no man could open it, and he would open a door, and no man can shut it. And tonight, my friend, he's opened the doors, knocking at your heart's door, trying to get you just to open up your heart and say, come on in and receive, and just open up my heart and let me receive the old-time felt salvation. You know, I pray all the time, Lord, I thank you for the old-time salvation that I feel. I wouldn't give a penny for something that I couldn't feel. I thank God for the time that I can get into his presence. And I thank God for the time that any of us can humble ourselves down and get into his presence and get into the presence of the Holy Ghost and let him speak. There's nothing like joy, my friend, that you can have than to let the Lord Jesus Christ come in. Let him come in on the scene. Let him come in, and you can go and sup with him, and he'll sup with you. I'm so thankful, praise God, tonight that he has. And he says there in another passage of Scripture, of them that he loved, he chastises, and them that is not chastising, his bastards are not sons. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that his spirit, my friend, will deal with us. And if we'll let him into our heart, praise God, we can go in and we can have a peace and joy that passes all understanding. That is so wonderful. That will make you feel so good. Not only make your flesh feel good, but you feel good down in your spirit, down in your life. You'll know, praise God, that your body may be feeling weak, but praise God, the power of the Holy Ghost will stir you up and it will feel strong. I'm so thankful tonight that we are tried in the fire and we're made overcomers through the fire. So my friend, tonight I want to ask you to reach down and come into the Lord and say, Lord, just come into my life. Lord, just forgive me of my sins. Lord, you see my heart. You know how humble I am before you. And you know, if you will come into the Lord and you talk to him honestly before him, you come into him and invite him into your life. He's standing there ready to come in. Romans 10 and 13 says that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe it's Romans 10 and 9 says, if with the heart believeth, mouth is made unto salvation. And then, praise God, if we just only believe in our heart and confess him with our mouth, that righteousness is made unto salvation, my friend. And that's all we've got to do is just confess him. You know, if you've invited him into your life, go and call someone or go and tell someone that God has saved you because the word of your testimony will make you be a child of God, will make you fit for the kingdom of God, will turn your life around, and you'll be able to, if you would depart from this walk of life, that you'll be able, hallelujah, to walk the streets of gold. You'll be able to go and sit in the throne with God. He said them that he would get, them that would overcome the world, he'll get them to sit in his throne with him. I'm looking forward for one day sitting in the throne of God, sitting there with him, just praising him, just worshiping him for thousands and thousands of years. I never have to worry about nothing else. I never have to worry about another bill or nothing because I've invited him into my life. My friend, you can do the same. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I see that we've got about 6 minutes left. I want to ask, praise God. We've got a few more verses right here to read. Hallelujah. Just one more verse.
Psalms 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on earth, purified seven times.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We heard that word there, so I'm going to let Tim sing a song. And Brother John, if God has dealt with you about a message for next week, why, just go ahead and let us know here, and we'll be studying it there whenever Tim gets done singing. We got about 6 minutes left.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer much pain and agony, then I ask Jesus what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in accord. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. Many times and pray for a lost soul. At death, Lord, he prayed for the will roll. Come and have forth from the Lord today. Help a lost soul find a better way. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in accord. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in accord. There is much to do down for my dear Lord. Often I suffer much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in accord. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So, Brother John, come in there and tell us about your church and tell us whatever the Lord's dealing with you about our ministry for next week.
Church is located in Thompson, Georgia, 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Right now we're having Sunday service in the afternoon at 2 p.m. So if you're in the area there, come about square in Thompson, Georgia. Wednesday nights, we're having 6 p.m. service. And God's been dealing me about in my Father's, John chapter 10, actually, and basically in my Father's hand, but it talks about that no man is able to pluck us out of the Father's hand. There's no one greater than our Father. I just feel secure tonight that the Father's, the Lord's will, God's really been dealing with me about that past week, about being in his hand. And, you know, he got the whole world in his hand. We used to sing, you know, young people. He got the world in his hand. And we're in his hands tonight. And no man can take us out.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know what happened to you there, Brother John. Lost you there.
Yeah. It went silent there for a minute. I don't know what, but this is what I really feel, that tonight we're all in the hands of God. And there's no man that can take us out. There's no one that can take us out of his hand tonight.
There's no one that can take it out of his hand tonight. Like I said, you know, brother, if you're being agreeing with it about the Spirit, that's what God has been dealing with. We're in the Father's hands tonight. Amen. We're in the Father's hands.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible says, he said, I have engraven thee in the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. That means our ways are continually before him. He cannot forsake us. He cannot forget us because we're right there. We're right there in the nail hole tonight. We're right there in the nail hole. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise. So,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Next week, then, we'll be speaking on no man can pluck us out of his hands. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, that's what we'll go with next week. That sounds like a good one. And I tell you what, I know why the devil fit so hard on this one here tonight, because this one was a good one, and thank God for this service tonight. I mean, the devil really fit against it, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in
Amen.
The world anyway.
Amen.
So we had a great
Amen.
Time and a great move of God. I believe God touched people around the world.
Amen.
Okay, there's
Amen.
10 seconds, so God bless you, Brother John. We
God
appreciate
bless.
You. Love you, brother.
God bless you, brother. We love you, brother. God bless you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later then. God bless. Bye.
God bless, brother. Sister.